Elo atayu kulo bishama bedin. Atay, the whole bright is talking about true where they already went to Bezdin. And Bezdin paskand ois to Chiev, that is a Chiev Knas. For Reisha Rabbonin, for Sefer Rabbi Shimon, and the Reisha Nechon, like we wanted to say, so this is not like Rabba really, that the Reisha goes according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin Shita is that when Bezdin paskins the Chiev Knas, from then on it's called regular money. And from then on, if you deny and swear false, it's called a shruas, you okay for money, and therefore you have to bring a carbon shrua. That's the Rabbonin Shita. The Sefer that says, not like that, the Sefer says, even by Knas, still your potter, even after a mother bedin, is Reb Shimon, goes according to Reb Shimon. Screw, he's not like Rabba. But according to Reb Shimon, even though they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin says you have a chiyuv to pay the knas, but if later you deny it and swear false, you potter from Korban Shrua. It's called Ikrei Knas, that's not the cases the Torah said Yichayiv. But like this, Omadina Lachos, the Rabbi says back, I'll agree to you, Linyin Korban Shrua, to Rachmona Patrei Mivichichish. I agree to you, there's exactly a cost of here. You only have to bring this carbon shvua if you swore false on pure money matters like v'chichesh b'misrei. Like in a case where I say, I gave you something to watch. You have my money in your house. And you denied and said, no, you never gave it to me. That's pure money matters. You're denying money that I gave you. There we say you have to make the shvua, you have to bring carbon shvua. Mashaykin, in these cases where ikrei is kenas, I agree that's not the case of the Torah, that you put it from the Korban Shvua. But v'chi kamina mamayna, when the Rabbis say that according to Reb Shimon, after Bezdin paskin the Chi of Knas, that it's called money, I'll tell you it's called money heve l'arish l'abonav. It's called money that if the father dies before he collects the money, the money goes to his children. Or if they don't have children, it goes to his brother. That's what I mean to say. That this much I hold Reb Shimon agrees. That even though it started out to be Knas, if Bezdin Paskin, this man was Manas' daughter, so Bezdin Paskin, the Chiv of Knas, now it's called like there's money there, that if the father dies now, the father's Yorshim have a right to collect the money, and not that it goes to her. That's what Rav is saying. But he falls away. According to Shavu, he agrees, according to Reb Shimon Yipot. His only saying, according to Reb Shimon, it's called money, Lahurish Labon. And even on this one, he has to cash now, the Mishnah says not like that. Eisvei, we have a kasha to you, Rabbi. Kasha back. It says in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon, Noim, Reb Shimon, it says at the end of our Mishnah, Em lo yispik or lig voice. Ad shem eisav, in the case of Mefuta, or Nanusa, someone was Manas' daughter, and they already went to Bezdin. Bezdin paskin the chi of the man has to pay the father the chamishim shkolim. And the father died before he had a chance to collect the money. So the Mishnah says clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, Harei Hein Shel Atzma, that she gets the money, not the father's brothers. Now, V'yarmid, if you want to tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon, Momen Hevel Arishel Abonov, that once Bezdin paskins the Chi of Knas, it's called like a Chi of money to the father. And his Yorshim would get it, even if he dies. If so, Liatzma Amai, why does the Mishnah say Liatzma to Yachin Boyim Hevi? It should have gone to the brothers. If you say according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called Maman Laharish Labanov. So our Mishnah says clearly not like you. Our Mishnah says clearly according to Rabbi Shimon that even though Bezdin Paskin the Chiv, it's not called money, still called like a Chiv Kanas. The father doesn't have a right to get it unless he collects it. If he dies first, he doesn't Yashin it. He can't give it over. So my Rabba says it's true. Hai Milsa Kashia Bo Rabba Rav Yosef Esrim Batatin Shonin. This Kasha they had Shver for 22 years. 22 years this Kasha was bothering them. They didn't give up. They were thinking about it for 22 years. V'layifrak, they didn't have a terrace for 22 years. Adi Yosef Rav Yosef Reisha. So Rav Yosef finally sat down. Reisha, he became the Rashiva then. He sat down at the top. Opirka, and he gave a terrace like this. Shani Hosin. It's different, the Knas of Oynes and Mefut is different. There are different types of Knas. Other Knasim, Reb Shimon agrees to say that's called money after Psak Din, that the father does Yashin it. But Anusa, the Knas of an Anusa and Mefut is different. Shani Yosem Diyom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'nosan Ish HaShaychi Bimo, in a case where a man was Ma'anis, forced the person's daughter and lived with her, the pasuk says, "V'nosan ish hashoychi b'mol avi hanara chamishim kosef." So we darsh in here, loizich seter lav ela mishas nesina. Here it says, v'nosan, mashmi you have to give. That when does the father get it? When it's given to him. But before the father collects the money, even though they went to Bez and the Bez and passed the Chiyiv, here, this knas is different. Here it's not called the father's money. Because the pasuk says, v'nosan ish, he has to give it to you. So when the man gives the father the money, then it's his money. But before the money was given over to the father, it's not called the father's money. V'chi kama rabba, m'moyne hevel o'irish t'bonuf, when does Rabbi say before that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called money? As soon as you go to Beis Din to Paskin, that now the person has the right to be Marish Labanov, Bishar Knossos. In the case of Chris, where somebody sure killed your Evid, or else in the case where you punched the Evid's, you punched his eye out, or other cases of Knas, by Tashlumi Kefil, by Tashlumi Abob Chamisha. There we say once Beis Din Paskin Achiv, even if the person dies, his children Yashin Zachoyf. Mashenke by Nusa Mafut, the Torah says clearly, Vinosan, the father only has a schus in it when he actually collects the money. The Mo'ela Mayat is so, Gabieva de Chsiv, it says by Yevad also, where somebody sure kills another Evid Kanani, it says, Kesev Shloshim Shkolim Yitin Ladoinov. It says the owner of the shore has to pay the owner of the Evid 30 Shkolim. As the Chur says, Lashon of Yitein Ladoina Vazachinam Hirus, you want to tell me that Lazich Sater will Yodin Elam Ishas Nesina? That the Yodin only has a right to get the money, it's only his money when it's actually given to him. But if he died before they gave it to him, even though they went to Psak Din, you want to tell me his Yoshim won't get it? Is that true? So Gemara says, maybe no. I'll tell you, Yitein Lechud Vinosan Lechud. We only make a special drosha by Knasa by Anusa Mefuta. The Torah says, V'nosan ish. V'nosan mashmi, you have to give over the money. Then it's the father's, only when it's given over to him. But Yitin could be different. Yitin is not the same lashon of V'nosan. Yitin could mean, even before it's given over to him, that once Bez and Paskin the Chiyiv, Yitin is enough. For tomorrow, Iyachi, if so, If that's the pshat, so when we said before Talmud Lama v'chichesh, like Rabbi Shimon is saying the drushes here, that the Torah says v'chichesh and not kenas. So if we're saying now that Rabbi Shimon only argues by the kenas of Einus and Mefuta, why does it say Talmud Lama v'chichesh? He should have said Talmud Lama v'nosan. His zikah drosha is from Benosan. From Benosan he learns out that this knas is different. So he said the long word. Rash says, "Samalema v'chichesh b'tmiya klema." Ma'ir the nos of lo hashas lepturim v'chichesh. Ki heichad the yal of shah knosas klema. Midloy dom milatashlume yad lemevi yikrus klosim mamin. Tevilah the hashanam milab mamehu. Nachmonam of Benosan lezichs leterach at shas nesina. In other words, we should have said better from the word Venosan, not from the word V'chichesh, if we're making this drasha now. Omar Rovo, Ki Yitzra V'chichesh, we need the word V'chichesh could go in Shomad B'din, U Bogro U Mesa. So in a case like this, in the case of Taka, they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskin the Chi of Knas, U Bogro, and then she became a Bageris, that what the money goes to her. U Mesa, now she died. That here, when she became a Bageris, the money goes to her. And then when she dies, the lacher is the father yashins his daughter. So the money goes to the father through her. In other words, there's still a case of the money of Anusa Mefuta that you need the pasuk of Achichesh. You need the pasuk of Ikroi Knas and not just Am from Benosan. Because there's a case where the girl became a Bageris. If she became a Bageris after Amad Bedin, before Amad Bedin, the money goes to her. So the Chiv now is directly to her. And that the Torah doesn't say Benosan. So when Benzin passes the Chiv is to her, it's called a regular Knas again, the other Knas. And then she dies. So the question is, does the father yashin it or not? So that's what we need to put me within. The father should yashin it. So in such a case, we need to post the v'chichesh, that if now the person denies it and swears false, still he's potter from the shvuas a korban shvua. Because from the Parksuk of Echichesh tells us, Yoni chai the korban shvua davka an ikrei mamin, and not the ikrei knas. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon also needs the drasha of Echichesh, even by a nusay mafuta. So it comes up like this. For korban shvua, we dashen from the Echichesh. A korban shvua, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only ikrei mamin. Anytime the chiyah started out to be knas, even though later on it changed into money, because she went to Beis Din, still you put her from a korban shvua. But by regular kenosis, when you go to Beis Din, he's moed, it's called mamin, you could yashin it to your children. Only by the chiyav of mefuta and anusa, there the Torah says v'nosan, that the father only gets it when he receives the money. Before he got the money, the father can't yashin over to his own children. The Marihachi, if so, Yotzuel is Shein Kenas Maminu. Why does it say Yotzuel that they're called Kenas? No, who are they called money? Should have said even Yotzuel that are money. Amir Nachman Bar Yitzchok, it means to say Yotzuel Sheikron Kenas. What the Shema meant to say is these things are different, even though now that you went to Beis Din it's called money, but Ikron has started out to be a Chiv of Kenas. Therefore, there's no korban shvua. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. That a korban shvua is only when it started out the chiv of money. But ikram was kenas yipotah. Esvei, we have a kash like this. Rabbi Shimon poiter, sheinim mishalem kenas al piyatzmai. So Rabbi Shimon is poiter, because you don't pay kenas al piyatzmai. So we dash in what time model yom ebedin. Mashmur, because you didn't go to Beis Din yet, it's called al piyatzmai. Ha'omad bedin, mashmur, you went to Beis Din already, the mishalem al piyatzmai, that since Beis Din passed in the chiv, now if you would admit that Beis Din passed in the chiv, you would have to pay the money. So mashmur, korban shvua, nami mechayiv. You would have to bring a korban shvua. So not like we're saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, any time it started out to be knas, you're always potter, and here it's mashmur only because you might be knas as potter. Where it says no, Reb Shimon Atela, the Rey and the Rabbanon Karmalu. Reb Shimon now is talking back to the Rabbanon. Libdidi, according to me, myself, my own Shita, I forgot the Yom Bedin. Even though you went to Beis Din and they passed the Nestachi of Knas, still, Rachmona Patrim and Bechichesh. Reb Shimon knows, the apostle says, Bechichesh, you only have a carbon shuan by pure money. Well, it started out to be money. But if it started out to be Knas, even though now it's money, you're potter. Elul is cool, but according to you, Rabbanan, they say no. It depends how it is right now. Oidul emios, hechadul yom ebedin. In the case where you didn't go to Beis Din yet, the ki katova kenosa katova, that when you're asking now for the money, you're asking for kenas, and omoidib kenas is potter, then the case by moidib kenas, you're potter. Because that's the Reb Shimon's kasha back to Rabbanan. When the father goes to the man and says, listen, you are manas my daughter. So first the man it says, he denies it, I did not. And he swore false. And then he admits it. So the Rabbanan we have in our Mishnah says the man has to bring korban shvua. So the Shimon says, why? Since it's knas before Amadi Bedin, since if the man would agree at the beginning he'd be potter to pay knas, so how do you make him bring a korban shvua? For Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan Shita is no. Ki kotova boishes upagam kotova. When the father goes to this man and says, you are manas my daughter, you know what the father is asking for? Not only for kenas, but he's also asking that you embarrassed my daughter. You made my daughter worth less, and that's money. So I'm asking you for money. And that, if the man denies it and swears false, it's called the korban shvua, because he's denying swearing false, money matters. Says so, but my kamiflugi, it's a good svara. So what's the machlokes from Shimon and the Rabbonin? When the father asks the man and says, you minus my daughter, he's asking him really for three or four things. So he's asking him really for both. He's saying, you are manas to my daughter, you have to pay me knas, but also you have to pay me the boishas and the begam. So he's asking for two things here. So what's the machlekes? I'm a real puppet like this. Rabbi Shimon savar leishovak inish midi dekayitz, v'tova midi dekayitz. Rabbi Shimon's svar is, the ikka, the main thing the father is asking for is for the knas. Since the Torah says an exact amount of money, so you know for sure you deserve to get 50 shkolim, that's what you ask for. That's kayitz, that's an exact amount. People like to know what they're getting. So the main thing the father is asking for is for kenas. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter from a korban shvua, because the moedah b'knas is potter. V'rabbonin say no. Lo yishovak inish. People don't leave over, in other words, they can ask the main thing, midi dichi moedi be'la niftara. They'd rather ask the main thing for the boishes and the begam. They'd rather ask something that's money. That if the person admits right away that he did live with your daughter, he has to tell you right away the boishes and the begam. He doesn't compote from it. So that's the first thing you ask, rather, v'tov amidi d'chimoyde by mifta. The Rabbanon know the person, the father doesn't ask right away for the kanas. Because the father knows for the kanas it's possible the person will be moida. And what do I gain from it? I can't get the money anyway. Moida b'kanas is potter. So when the father asks, his main tviya is the money matters. Therefore it's very good. The Rabbanon say, if this person swears false that he wasn't manas your daughter, so the main thing he's denying is the money b'shus ha'pagam. Then later, if he admits it, that's called a regular korban shvua that you have to bring yesham zelus. That's the machlekes. What's the main thing the father was asking for? If Shimon holds, the main thing the father is asking for is the 50 shkolim, that he knows the exact amount. That's what hits his mind first. So he bushes in the begam, he doesn't know how much it's going to be, he doesn't know how much this, that, there's no value, he doesn't ask for that right away. His main mind is on the 50 shkolim. So if so, he's potter from the korban shvua. Maidi b'knas is potter, it's not called you being denying money, there's no chi of money yet. The Rabbanon is the opposite. Alright, we'll stop here. Thank you.